It's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
It is fucking personal.
It is so fucking personal.
It's not personal to you, but it's personal to me. It's personal to Ariana because these two men did us very fucking dirty. I'm glad I treated Raquel the way I treated her because everyone that was nice to her, look at what she fucking did to them. I don't support you because I think you're a low down dirty hoe.
Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hi, everybody. Hi, Sleuths. Welcome to Sophia with an F. I am so excited because I'm recording from WTF Media Studios in Los Angeles. This is my first time here, and subscribe. I'm gonna leave it at that. Subscribe. I am joined by one of my besties and friend of the show, Lala Kent, star of Vanderpump Rules. Lala.
Oh, she's a star,
star of Vanderpump. Lala and I are laughing because if you can't tell by my voice, but I'm not like on my A game.
I'm not either.
But me at like my B game is everyone else at their A game. You know what I'm saying?
I fucking love you. That's how I feel about myself too.
Right?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I'm like me at my lowest is everyone else at their best.
Exactly. Okay. So Lala, it's been a minute since I've seen you last. When was the last time I saw you? In New York?
Oh my God. It was so long ago, I feel.
Mm-hmm. And you... I'm pretty sure ditched to go get penis somewhere, which is fine.
That was so fun.
Penis was or hang out with me?
Both.
Okay.
I got to experience the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. You and giant dick.
Giant?
Yeah.
Wait, what's giant?
What is giant to you?
Giant?
We're talking about hard. Not okay. Flaccid, well, yeah, I'm deflated
not,
balloon.
No, I'm not out here fucking guys that are soft.
Well, I don't want anyone who's like, I'm a grower, not a shower. No, you better be a shower and a shower. That's it. You know?
I love that. I think
maybe
eight,
like this.
That, Lala.
That's pretty big.
I'm looking at your head in between your fingers. You're going like this right now.
Am I really?
That's fucking massive. Can't you get like a penis extension? That's a thing you can do now.
Extension? I've only seen the pumps.
The pumps?
Yeah.
To what? What does that even do? Make them fatter? Just inflates them? Okay. So I haven't seen you in a minute and I want to catch up with you and talk about your life. But I'm sure you've noticed there's a lot of fucking shit happening with Vanderpump Rules right now.
Never heard of it.
Okay. CNN is talking about it.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's because everyone was talking about it, and like if you can't beat them, you have to join them.
Mm-hmm.
So when the entire nation is fixated on one thing happening, then you have no choice but to cover it.
Right? And right? How many times have you talked about this?
A lot.
A lot.
But mostly because I can't shut up.
Right.
I talk about it on my social media. Mm-hmm. I talk about it to you guys.
You talk about it even off air.
Yeah. And then when I close my eyes, I stop talking about it. And then when I wake up, I talk about it
again. You talk about it. So for someone who does not watch the show and has no idea what the fuck we're talking about, how would you break it down for them?
How would I break it down for them?
Because shit's fucking crazy.
Okay, I would tell them that it is about a group of people who have known each other for 10 plus years. And in that group of people, everyone's best friends. And then they fuck each other behind their best friends' backs. That's how the show started. Mm-hmm. And that is how it still is. And even though our jobs look different, like, we are still that level of crazy.
Right. That's the best reality television there is.
I feel like it makes you feel good about your own life.
Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, because I watched every single episode and I was like, I have like some pretty good, you know, loyal friends around me. I have good people in my circle.
Right.
After watching it.
I don't know. I think I should come around them and then I'll be the judge, because apparently I'm like Miss Cleo and I just know.
You know? Okay. So I feel like the main thing that's happened.
Yes.
Is this girl named Raquel.
Yes.
Hooked up with a guy named Tom Sandoval, who was in an 8-year relationship.
Nine. Yes.
And Raquel is friends with
Ariana,
who is the girlfriend of said guy.
Yes.
Okay. The thing is none of this is disclosed, like, on the actual show.
No. We had a full, like, regular filming schedule that I believe was 10 weeks. And it's so crazy to watch those 10 weeks because that entire time, there was obviously a line that was crossed that led up to an affair, right? No one just, like, all of the sudden walks into a room with someone and they decide to fuck. Like, no, there's obviously text messages that are exchanged. At some point, maybe you got a little touchy-feely. Then you fuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's intense because you're going to watch the season play out and you're going to watch Raquel pretend like she's interested in Tom Schwartz.
It's insane.
It's such a mind fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And this has never happened on our show. I don't know if it's happened on other shows, but where a season wraps, storylines are done, and then something happens where you don't just discuss it at the reunion, but they pick cameras back up to add on to a season that's already airing.
Oh my God.
And being edited.
Okay, so that is what happened. Okay, so, well, to back up, watching all of, like, the current episodes and her making out with Tom Schwartz, who is not, let's call them Schwartz and Sandoval.
Perfect.
I feel like this shit can get so fucking confusing. It's insane. But she is hooking up with Sandoval. That's not broadcasted on the show. But then on the show, she makes out with Schwartz.
Right. And there were, not only was the kiss gross, it gave like very creepy, awkward vibes.
I was dying when she goes, can we make out? Like, she goes up to Tom Schwartz and says, can we make out?
Oh my God.
Who, yeah, I just, I never, bar. Have you ever like initiated a fucking hookup that way? Have you ever had a dude come up to you and say, can we make out?
No.
And that's what's so crazy.
No, and I've never said that to anybody either.
Maybe in like middle school, like can we make out? Maybe. Which is so weird because Raquel, to me, I really thought that girl was 21. By the way she acts.
Yeah, she seems very young. I mean, she's 28. But I feel like once you hit like 25, there's something that happens. I think like the frontal lobe is fully developed at that point in time, where there is a shift. So I think anything that happens after 25 and you're still acting like a Sandoval or a Raquel, like something needs to happen. You're either hardwired differently where you're just a fucking lost cause, which is how I feel Sandoval is.
Okay.
I don't feel like there's any helping him. Or you're like a Raquel where there's been a lot of things that have happened to you in your past that maybe you haven't dealt with properly, and it manifests itself into something like this, where you're not exactly aware of, I don't know, fucking your best friend's man. Like, you don't know that is probably not okay. So, yes, for 28, I feel like she should know better. She's not 21.
Right.
Because we've all done crazy shit on the show. Mm-hmm. We've all fucked each other. We've all been degenerates. The problem is that when Sandoval wants to pull out the history books about what we've all done, because he does that constantly.
Okay.
You don't get to do that. We're bringing up your past because you are this person still today. So your past is very much living in the present with your actions.
Right.
Am I making sense?
Yes. You have done some fucked up shit.
We all
in your
have.
Past.
Yes.
And you've taken action and you've grown and now you behave differently.
Right. My mouth is still super drunk often, but like my actions are on point.
Right.
Yeah.
You are sober. Lala is, but your mouth is not.
No, my mouth goes crazy.
And your pussy isn't either.
No!
Okay. I am just like so fucking intrigued by this whole thing because it really does seem like Raquel, Sandoval, and even Schwartz, I would say, they're like stuck in a time warp where they didn't grow up.
Like Peter Pan's.
Why though? And I mean, I guess you just explained it. I thought it had something to do with maybe being on reality television.
No, can I tell you what I think it is?
What?
I think because it's fun to be like young and super drunk and like living in that frat boy or like sorority house type of
state of mind,
right? Like I got it. It's the funnest.
Mm-hmm.
Schwartzy, I feel, is having a really hard time letting that go.
Okay.
Like he still wants that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. But like if you're going to have that lifestyle, you cannot go and get married.
Yeah.
Like keep that shit to yourself, right?
Right.
Sandoval, I feel like he's kind of the same way as Schwartz, but we've crossed into like a little bit of a difference. And this is why. He literally had the chick who was like totally down to not get married, totally down to not have kids. Like none of these responsibilities that most people take on as they grow up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't live in Peter Pan world if you want to get married and have kids. It's not fair to your partner. Ariana was so fucking chill.
Yeah.
That she was like, go do you.
Be Peter Pan.
Be Peter Pan. All I'm asking is like, maybe give me a date night once in a while.
Yeah.
And he still fucking did this. So that's why I feel like his is like a real issue where he needs maybe a lobotomy or something.
Yeah. I completely.
Isn't that where they remove your brain and replace it or something?
They stick something up your nose and then scramble like the front of your brain. I think that could be effective for him. Or like electric shock therapy. I think he's just like a little bit of a pussy. A lot of it. He will not he will not stand up for anything. He just wants everything. He's Switzerland, everything neutral.
Can I tell you what's so fucked up about this though?
What?
Is when the Katie thing happened and she was talking to him about, you know, don't make out with anyone in the friend group. Then I'm telling Schwartz, not only Schwartz, the entire group saying, at this point in time, you have to pick a side, all right? If you choose to hang out with my ex, great, but you're fucking dead to me. And certain people in the group thought that it was so unfair. They could not fathom it. Cut to where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone feels guilty that they were, you know, cheering the Schwartz and Raquel thing on.
Why
people
now?
People are forcing to take sides. If you hang out with Sandoval, great, but you're fucking dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so interesting how when you suddenly get to experience things firsthand, that wow, you're handling it in the same way that I did.
Right.
Minus the very dark shit and like custody battle. So now can you understand why I said Schwartz to pick a fucking lane? I don't even care which one it is. But don't sit here and say, well, it was only pickleball. It wasn't personal. It is fucking personal.
It is so fucking personal.
It's not personal to you, but it's personal to me. It's personal to Ariana because these two men did us very fucking dirty.
Yeah. I feel like that's common sense.
Why do I get so triggered?
No, I feel like that is common sense.
Looking at Jess like, validate what I'm saying, bitch. Smile and laugh.
Smile and laugh. No, I feel like it makes complete sense if you are best friends with someone and someone has done them dirty, you no longer associate yourself with that fucking person.
No.
Easy.
It's very easy. And you can sit there and be like, well, if I went through this because Schwartz and Sandoval love throughout the season, they love to say, you know, if you wanted to go and be with Katie Sandoval, like, I would wish you guys well. Of course you would. Because you ain't got no balls.
Zero balls. That's like, why I call him a pussy.
What normal person would be like, you're my best friend and you're fucking my ex-wife now, but it's all good.
No. Nobody.
Nobody.
No. But is that just like reality television shit? But him hanging out with Randall or your ex, mm-hmm. can we not use the name?
You can say his name.
We can.
Yeah.
Him, like, he wasn't part of the show. Like, Schwartz did not need to play pickleball with your ex. There was no reason for it.
No reason at all.
If you are in the friend group, I could see how it would be a little bit more difficult. Or no. You're like, fuck it, no pickling.
No, I said it very first episode.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, you have to stand for something.
Yeah, right. Which was like his biggest issue with Katie. Well, one of.
Pretty much the biggest issue. Besides him making out with people that weren't Katie. Yes, that was a huge issue. Like, how hard is it to pick my side?
Right. He would make out with people?
Yeah. He was a little creeper with the making out.
But it was just
while they were married. Just make out.
I hate that. Fuck you.
We've talked about this before. You said that the making out you'd be fine with. But like the sex is, like the cheating is hard to come back from. Then you also said you've cheated on every boyfriend. And I said this is something we need to look into.
Okay, so thank you for putting me in my place. I really appreciate it. And I am going to take full accountability for my actions. Yes, I have cheated in every relationship. Actually, not this past one. And since we are talking about cheating, I do plan to get into it. But what I meant by that is if my husband made out with a girl and he came to me and he confessed to me and groveled at my feet or whatever, I would be fucking furious. I would probably be able to get over it.
What?
If he fucked someone, no.
Well, that's what's coming next, Sophia.
Is it?
Yes.
You let them do the makeout and then it's like the blowjobs next. And
yes.
Then.
And by the way, if he's coming to you being like, we just made out. Schwartzy, I give a pass to because I just don't think that he like enjoys having sex that much.
Oh. Okay.
You know?
Right. I could see that.
But most dudes, if he's coming to you, especially if he's with you, he a freak, right?
Yeah.
If he's coming to you, he's telling you half the story. He's a fucking liar.
True. That's true.
And he's probably listening to this podcast being like, oh, she's gonna, good for you for being honest.
Actually,
he's gonna keep the fact that he got his dick wet.
You know what? Making out, touching another woman, not acceptable under any circumstances, fine. But would you actually go through a divorce over a fucking makeout?
Yes, I'm done with you. Get the fuck out of my life.
Done like that?
Done.
Bye.
Done.
Okay. I think, you know what, I think both points are very valid.
Done.
But
so I'm also very wounded.
Yeah, very, very. So he did that with people, whatever. This is where I'm gonna give him props.
Okay, give him props.
Schwartz knew right away Raquel was not it.
After they kissed, he was like, no, there's no chemistry?
Even before that, I feel like she was all over him and he was like, this bitch is not my.
But how sick that Raquel was basically pretending to be all over Schwartz to throw off the fact that she was
fucking his best friend.
Like entertaining the idea of fucking Sandoval.
Okay, see, I didn't know if that was a real thing.
Yes, that was a real thing.
I didn't know that. So that is like for sure factual.
Have they admitted that? No.
Okay.
But again, I'm a fucking genius, all right? I've seen some dark shit the past year and a half.
Yes.
I see the way these snakes move.
Uh-huh.
I watched it. I called this before anybody else even thought a thing about it. I said, the way that Raquel and Sandoval are moving, the interaction, something is off.
Okay.
And like, it was.
What were the signs? Tell me.
Okay. Can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
You're going to think I'm a weirdo. Originally, there was nothing. It was only my gut being like, this feels weird. Feels weird, something's wrong. Then little things would happen that people would tell me about. Like, oh, Raquel went to Sandoval's show in Sonoma and she didn't post about it. And I'm like, that's fucking weird.
That's, yeah.
There's a scene coming up that obviously I think this will air before, but there is a scene coming up where they show this party that we went to and something very innocent where you would think nothing of it. I was like, that's weird. These are like confirming how what my gut is telling me.
Yeah.
And also I was looking at their friendship and the way that they would talk about each other and how they were best friends on top of drinking all the time together. And the last time that I had a friendship like that with a dude, it was James Kennedy. And we slept together.
Yes. Which I would like to bring up because there's a scene where Raquel says, she kind of tries to throw it in your face and say something about you hooked up with James while she was with James.
Yeah.
And you were with Randall.
Yeah.
And what do you have to say like about that?
The Randall thing was, that one's very nuanced because the separation, he was separated, right? And I kept telling him, you know, I'm being labeled these things. When is a divorce happening? Right. When is it finalized? I had said to him, you know, like when your divorce is
finalized, good,
like you know where to find me. We would still speak. We were still dating or whatever, but I went out and I fucked more than just James Kennedy. I was banging anything and everybody who I thought was like good looking.
Okay.
Right? Until the divorce was over.
Got it. Got it.
So to me, which by the way, even now, like there was no separation that was happening with Randall. Like he was literally trying to work on his marriage until January of 2017. 2017. Okay. Stop. I found this out obviously after I had left him.
Right.
So you can't cheat on a married person.
Mm-hmm.
With
that's fair. With
James's situation, I was watching him, like Raquel was just a name. Mm-hmm. She lived a girl in Sonoma who was going to college out there. I was watching him hook up with a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. So he was calling her his girlfriend, but like I was literally watching him like suck face with multiple chicks.
Yeah.
All the time.
So you didn't seriously.
I didn't take any of it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like young.
Right.
If people don't understand the difference, like this is a 9-year relationship. They had a home together. She froze her eggs. He was going to fertilize.
When you're talking about the current situation.
Sandoval and Ariana.
Yeah.
There's a huge fucking difference.
Yeah. Right.
Like we're talking about real life grown up relationships.
Plus Raquel and Ariana are friends.
Best friends.
They were best friends.
Could you imagine someone coming to you and confiding in you about like their ups and downs of a relationship and you sit there and cry with them and you're best fucking friends and all the while you look them in their eyes while they're banging your dude?
Dude, it is the creepiest shit ever. I can't even fathom.
I could never bring myself to do that.
Ever. Watching the episodes, knowing like that shit is happening behind the scenes to whatever level is the creepiest, gnarliest shit. Like you have to be, there's something very wrong with you to be able to do that.
But that's what I mean is I think with Sandoval, he's just wired differently. And with Raquel, something is going on that needs to, like trauma and things like that have got to be worked through. Because I don't think that she's a bad person. Mm-hmm. I think she's a broken soul.
Now, this is something I'm excited for. This April, reality TV hits a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, premieres on 4/20, just in time for your viewing pleasure and a very special holiday. Even for those who don't celebrate, like me, you can still keep your hopes high for the new Hulu original reality series. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. Career aspirations, love, and a quest for fame are only a few of the things that this dope family of owners and bud tenders are highly seeking. Mark your calendar for 420 to get into the new reality series, High Hopes, streaming only on Hulu.
I remember a scene where you're talking to her and you basically are like, you have a breakdown happening around the corner. Like, you telling her like she has an impending breakdown was kind of the most amazing scene of television I've ever seen.
Because in that moment, I was like, she might. And if she never does, like, that's fine. I guess I didn't call it correctly. But now where we are, and I read that like she's admitted herself into a mental health and treatment center.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. So the mental breakdown thing was a real thing.
If what her PR team said and released to the public is true, then yes.
Okay. So you are basically a psychic.
I think people should listen to me, yes.
Yeah. Holy shit. Like, yeah. You called it in like 2017, something about it.
Yes, I did.
What did you say?
She always triggered me and I always could not stand her. And people were like, she's so nice. Why is she triggering you so much? And I'm like, I can't explain it. I'm just watching her. Her eyes are dark. And I don't mean dark like you got brown eyes. I'm like, there just is not much
right
there.
Mm-hmm. No soul.
No soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a broken soul. See?
Or a broken soul.
Yeah. Because Sandoval has the same eyes as Randall. Now that's soulless.
Okay.
Raquel so, got that we need to
there's
fix
something
some
in there.
There's something that is needing to be revived.
I sympathize with her because I'm sure she is fucking going through it right now. I know her comments are turned off.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, I've been through
are
that.
Are you giving
before.
Me a look because I said I sympathize with her?
No, I think you should totally do whatever you want. If you want to sympathize, you should sympathize. If you want to drag, you should drag.
I sympathize because I've been on that end of things where people are fucking destroying you, except I did nothing wrong. She did something very wrong.
Right.
And this is where I'm going to talk about my cheating.
Okay.
Because, yes, I've cheated in the past, often, but it would just hurt the guy that I was dating. What Raquel's doing.
Oh, okay.
What Raquel's doing is she is hooking up with a guy that is her best friend's man.
Right.
She's not being a girl's girl in her cheating. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes, I get exactly what you mean. And can I tell you when, obviously now, let's take my experience and my woundedness out of it. When there's a dude who creeps around, and people want to label the chick the homewrecker. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, there's only one person who was in a home here, and that was the dude. So if there's a homewrecker, it is the man. The chick
Thank
is just,
you.
Should she know better? Yes, but like, shit happens. She doesn't owe anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
Does she move kind of different than I probably would? Yeah, don't love it.
I love how you talk about how she moves. How is she moving?
Raquel? Mm-hmm. Like a snake. That's what I mean. When your life goes to shit, your girlfriends, like when the dude does you dirty, your girlfriends are who you lean in on, right?
Yeah.
They are your saving grace. They're there to lift you back up, take you out, get you laid. I mean, Katie was the driving force behind me having sex for the first time in like years.
Years?
Yes, I hadn't had sex since I conceived my daughter.
You went years without having sex?
Absolutely. I conceived her in what? July of 2020.
Uh-huh.
That was the last time I had had sex until June or July of during this filming season. 2022? Yes.
That is. Well, you were also going through like some serious emotional turmoil.
Well, still, I mean.
Well, still, of course.
Like it was like 9 months I had been broken up and I hadn't had sex. 9 months is nothing.
Were you
right?
Masturbating or like you
yes,
just had no sex drive?
Yes, I always had
drive.
self-induced orgasms constantly.
Okay, great.
Okay.
But opening yourself up
so,
to man.
Going back to, yes. Katie was like that chick, right? if this were to happen to Ariana with Sandoval, like Raquel, Sheena, those girls would have been the people to do that for Ariana. But it was Raquel, her best friend, who was the one who it happened with. And that is a level of betrayal I will never be able to understand.
No, never.
Which is also why I'm an uber cunt to most people that come around, because I don't trust people.
Yeah.
When I see that something is off, you could be the kindest person. If my gut is telling me something's off with you, I'm not going to be friendly.
Yeah.
Because guess what? I'm glad I treated Raquel the way I treated her, because everyone that was nice to her, look at what she fucking did to them. Sheena got slammed with the TRO.
The TRO? What is that?
A temporary restraining order.
Okay. Can you break that down really quick? Why? Did Sheena push her?
She claimed that Sheena put her hands on, that Sheena punched her.
Okay.
Okay, Sheena would have told me on the phone when I called her, she would have said, I fucking clocked this hoe.
Yeah.
She did not say that. Also, scientifically impossible to make a fist with that length of a nail. Right? Call me Bill Nye, bitch.
I am fucking impossible. Dead. That is actually very fucking accurate. You can't.
You cannot.
Could not.
Could not.
Could not.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I hope the police checked the nails when they showed up to the place.
No, she got the TRO, and then they had a court date set that Raquel obviously didn't show up to because she dropped it. But what I'm saying is, you may not like what my words, the packaging that it comes in, but at the end of the day, Raquel didn't fuck my man, and a lot of skanky hoes like Raquel did.
Uh-huh.
Looking at my ex, she'd be like, no one's fucking him, right? Only Lauren from Utah is dumb enough to fuck that guy. But he was pulling badass looking chicks.
Yeah.
Like Raquel's.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But because I treated her that way, she wasn't fucking my man. She was fucking the people's men that were nice to her.
Because you scared her.
Good.
Good. Got it. You didn't trust her from the beginning. How are you that in tune with your gut?
Well, clearly I'm not that in tune with it, because look what happened to my life.
Well.
You know, look, well, I'm clearly not that in tune with it.
But maybe now you are.
Now, definitely.
You're more equipped.
Now everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If my gut feels off, like, you're not coming around me.
Right. Is it just people's energy? Yes. Is it what they say?
Mm-hmm. It's the energy I get. I could have nothing but a what would be considered a normal conversation with someone, and an observer would be like, that conversation was great. Why do you feel this way? And it's like, I can't explain it, but my gut's telling me something is wrong.
Okay.
Off.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a superpower.
It is a superpower. I need to be more in tune with mine. But
that's a sad day when it blinks like that.
Girl, I have 12 backup vapes.
Thank God.
There's one hooked onto a lanyard right over here that I've been doing that.
You know, it's once I got sober and I needed like a little something to make it not so hard to be sober.
The vape. Which, do you get embarrassed? Did you vape on the show?
They don't let us vape on the show.
They don't?
They don't like us to. Mm-mm.
Okay, very interesting.
I had like a fabulous interview bite this season, but I took a hit of my vape and blew as I said something, shit. And they were like, fuck! Why did you do that?
No.
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. By the way, I was like really weird about showing that I vaped at all, because it is like a disgusting habit.
It's so gross.
And it will come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
But like my level of stress right now.
Yeah.
Because no. I've been good. I give it up like for periods at a time. And then something happens. A lawyer calls and I'm like, Jessica, get to the vape store.
I need the Air Max 5000. I need it fully charged immediately in my lap with a backup. Let's go.
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salute's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salute religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salute knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalute.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salute. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
So, Raquel, we don't like her. She is not a girl's girl. She completely fucked over her friend.
I hate that fucking term.
Girl's girl?
Yes.
Why?
Because I just feel like it's so just like cheesy.
What should it be?
Like a girl's girl. It's like, it's like,
human being.
You're a fucking girl. I'm a girl. You ain't got to be a girl's girl. You should just know because like you got a vagina. I got a vagina. We just relate. All right. And then I hate when I say like women supporting women. Because it's thrown out there so much, and then, and maybe it's myself that annoys me because I'm saying women supporting women as I'm breaking a woman down to her very fucking core, you know?
Yeah.
My whole thing is I don't support you because I think you're a low down dirty hoe.
Thank you, mic drop. Okay. I think she deserves that. She deserves that. I would never, ever, ever touch one of my friend's men.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. I'm like crazy about it to the point where like if I'm meeting one of my girlfriend's guys for the first time, like I will dress like more like covered up. Just like out of respect.
Really?
Yeah. Which is kind of weird.
I don't even think about it. I just wear whatever I want because it's like I'm not going into it thinking like, oh, if I dress this way, he may look at me a certain way.
I think it's the raised Mormon thing.
You were raised a Momo?
Yeah.
Ooh, that changes
you
everything.
You weren't at all?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, I was a little bit, and then I went to a Catholic school.
But did you go to a Catholic school because you were being raised then Catholic?
No, my mom just wanted me to get a good education.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Juan Diego private Catholic school was not any better than any fucking public school. If anything, I feel like the kids there were way worse, like doing way worse shit.
Oh, in private schools in Utah, those kids were like the naughty kids.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. But no, it was like around high school. My mom was just like, she left the church too. She was over it.
They start kind of brainwashing you from the time, like,
yeah,
you're what, 2, 3?
Yeah, for sure.
The second you can be popped into one of those little classes.
Well, hence the comment. Wait, what little classes?
You know what? Yeah, church. What's it called? Like seminary, but it's like the church. What,
but there's like these like little workshops.
Primary.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Primary.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of brainwashing there. I mean, my grandpa still tries to brainwash me like every time I go home. Love him, but that's probably why.
Has he listened to the podcast?
A, no. B, he doesn't know how to pull up a podcast.
Well,
on his
phone. Should. Your mom should subject him to the podcast, because then he would know you're totally a lost fucking cause.
He would. That would be the end of him.
Yeah.
Like, he's in his 80s, 70s. Like, he'd be out.
Oh, maybe don't do that.
So to like, him. I don't want him to die that way on my behalf. Talking about penis. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So is anybody talking to Raquel?
Or no.
Is she excommunicated?
Excommunicado. I think that what's his name still talks to her.
Sandoval?
Yeah, Sandoval still, I'm sure, talks to her.
Is Tom Sandoval excommunicated?
Oh yeah. But by the way, like, we got a call just saying like, how are you feeling about this situation? If because there's no, we haven't gotten the call to pick cameras back up again or gotten a green light for season 11, but you know, they always feel us out. And for me, whether they come back or don't come back, it's all the same to me. I was never close with these two. I've never liked these two. So it wasn't some tremendous loss. It's actually a gain for me, because I finally don't have to pretend to like get along with them for the sake of the group, which was so hard. I was putting on like the happy face around Sandoval sometimes, because it was, I care about Ariana. And for a minute we weren't close because I was constantly attacking her dude. So I was like, if I care about Ariana, then I got to reel it in, which I wasn't great at. It was really hard for me to hide.
To reel in?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now everybody feels the same way I feel. I'm thriving. Bring them back on. Don't bring them back on. I don't give a fuck.
I told you so, bitches.
Yes.
I love it. That's your anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is my anthem.
And then maybe that will leave room for new people to join the show.
I just want them to bring on men who like I am attracted to. Yeah.
I think that's the least they can do.
It's the least you can do is for bring you. Someone who I think is attractive.
150%. Yes. Agree. You should be in the casting. Like, you should be behind the desk.
I should.
Yeah. We're saying it right here, right now.
I'm going to start looking at Instagram and sending photos of hot people.
They're like, have you met them? Would they mesh well?
No, they're gonna be like, wow, that's not organic. I need you to know this guy. Have you banged him before? Have you gone on a date with him? No, I found him on Gram. They'd be like, not happening.
Like, but look at row 3 and like the picture, the second picture. Like, come on. Okay, I want to move on to listener questions. So the sleuths wrote in, and they have questions for us, stories, advice, SOS, save our sleuths. Let's jump in.
Is a sleut like a slut?
Yeah.
All right. I think I asked you that last time.
A sleut is a slut. And the reason it's a sleut and I don't say slut is because my mom would call it that because of her accent, I think. But also because you're a Mormon and like you shouldn't be saying slut. So it just happened. Like, my company is called Sleut Media.
Oh, I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the shirts from Salt Lake that say SL, UT.
Ooh, I do too.
And like when you go to Beaver, Utah, it says eat the beaver or whatever.
So good. So good. Do you miss Utah?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I was about to try to say something nice about it, but no. Okay. Hi, Sophia. Love you in the pod. Okay, so I've been talking to this guy, and he may or may not illegally sell weed as a side hustle. I'm pretty sure that would be illegal. I just recently convinced / gaslit him into selling a little bit more of an extreme drug, parentheses cocaine, because I want more gifts from him. Am I a bad person for this, or am I smart because he's buying me more expensive gifts? Please let me know, because my friends think I'm a horrible person for this.
I think you're a horrible person, and you and I would not fucking get along. You're one of those girls where I'm like, I don't fuck with you. Something happened to you. You're wired different.
I'm Raquel. She's like, a Raquel. I'm just kidding. Girl. You start calling anything.
Well, number
Raquel.
One, that guy's also stupid. I feel badly for him, but I think like you're the evil one in this.
Okay.
Like you're the one that like needs to go do some, maybe you're the one that needs the lobotomy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Am I being so mean to this person? Why don't you go get a fucking job and buy yourself gifts? That's an idea. Why don't you lift your lazy ass fucking fingers, buy yourself nice gifts? Sounds like a good idea to me.
Lala, what if I told you that I used to sell Coke out of a...
You used to?
Mm-hmm, out of a coffee shop drive-through window.
Was it called Rasputin?
No, what the fuck? Is that in Utah?
Yeah.
Beans and Brews.
What?
The one in Draper.
I'm so funny about drugs. Like, I do not fuck with
that. This was a long time ago. It was like high school. Well, I should hope that
you're not still slinging rocks. And then your side hustle is Sophia with an S.
Oh my fucking God.
Here's the thing though. Then like you're doing that on your own. You're going and buying yourself nice gifts. What if someone was like, hey, instead of just doing weed, you should sell cocaine. And the whole time they're thinking, because I want you to buy me nice things. Like, you're gross.
I have a different perspective. I'm gonna have
you to... also cheated on every man that you ever been with.
Lala, you keep bringing that up. Like, you cannot judge me on my past. You've never cheated ever?
Well, I cheated with James.
Boom. There you go. And now I would not look at you and like label you as a cheater. I am fucking changed. I am different.
But you're backing this girl up.
I'm backing her. This is a completely, has nothing to do with cheating.
I brought up the cheating. Yeah. Thank you.
I think you've brought it up at least 5 times throughout this.
I think I'm just fucking with
you. How can I repent?
Honestly,
so you trust me.
I'm not your boyfriend. I don't really give a fuck.
It's just because I have an issue with men. I have intimacy issues with guys.
Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. I was just being funny. I'm not judging you for creeping around. I really don't give a fuck. If you were creeping around on me, I'd give a fuck, but like you're not, so who cares?
I would never do that.
Okay.
Because I'm a girl's girl. I'm a girl's girl. Sorry, I'm not going to say that. Excuse me. I'm a good person. How about we just leave it at that? I'm a good person.
You know
what?
That's why I wouldn't. I already know that.
Yeah.
Because you say some crazy shit, mm-hmm. but my gut tells me you're 100.
And my eyes? And what are my eyes giving you?
They give me twinkle. You have a twinkle in your eye.
Thank you so fucking much.
You're welcome.
And I know I can trust you. Vibes don't lie.
No. And I would never judge you, bitch. I just pretend like I'm judging you.
You just brought up my fucking cheating 28 times. Okay, so back to this girl's fucking question. I am not going to get mad at her for that. I would just want to ask that he sell the cocaine responsibly, meaning there's no fentanyl in it. That's my response. Even though cocaine is very addictive, it can ruin lives, blah, blah, blah. I understand that, but like, he's already selling weed.
Weed, chill.
I'm sorry.
Chill.
Do you not remember the DARE program? Weed is a stepping stone drug.
I agree with that. When you start smoking the Mary Jane in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably doing crack cocaine by the time you turn 18.
Exactly. So the DARE program tells us. So
we talk about the DARE program. Be drug free.
Be drug free. So you hate all drugs.
No, weed, the mushrooms, you.
Okay.
Yes. I'm very funny about cocaine.
Okay.
Like, beyond. Even people that are like, I'm doing Molly or whatever. I'm like, that doesn't even trigger me. Cocaine, I'm like, I ain't your people.
Yeah. And I feel like I know why. I have an idea that I'm not going to say out loud. But I have stopped selling cocaine. That was really, I only did it for like 6 months.
Is that a rock bottom moment for you?
No. It was a great. I made that much money that fast in my life.
Oh, God.
But I would not recommend it to anybody.
No.
By the way.
No.
That was very stupid.
Does this person know that never mind.
That this that her boyfriend could go to prison for a very, very long time and she could be ruining his life.
I just think she's an evil person and I don't like this girl.
Okay. All right. So back to her question. Yeah. Am I a bad person for this? Yes, Lala thinks letting you're evil.
Know. Yeah.
I think you're in the middle. You're on the
cusp. Wow, I do not get questions like this in my podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, next question. SOS, I recently recovered from an eating disorder when I lost 40 pounds in 3 months. After recovery, I gained 25 pounds back. I am happy with my body and still struggle with eating daily, and my mom has started to make it worse. She has started to hide food from me, tells me I'm too big for my body, and my clothes don't look good now that I've gained weight. I tried talking to her, but it resulted in name calling. She force fed me when I lost weight, and now that I've gone back to a normal weight, she belittles me. Thank you. Love the podcast.
I think you should blast your mom on Instagram. Send the trolls after her.
Instagram live. Go Instagram live.
Yeah.
And tag me and Lala, and that shit will go fucking viral. We'll join.
Yeah.
We'll join the chat.
I like women with meat on their bones.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I were to be in a relationship with a chick, like, I need them thick.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Like, if I were to go for a chick, I would not go for someone who has my body type.
Yeah. You want, like, ass, hips, tits.
Ass for days.
Yeah. I don't know if that has anything to do with this question in particular. What kind of...
But she said she's happy in her body, but her mom is making her feel like she shouldn't be. So I'm letting her know from afar that I think she looks great and I think she should blast her mom on Instagram. I have found by adopting 50 Cent's way of getting shit done.
What the hell is that?
You blast people on Instagram and then they come correct.
Like he did to you.
Like, no, like he did to my ex.
Okay.
I didn't know him shit.
But you were used as collateral, kind of.
Was I?
I mean, probably. He like posted pics of you or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I avoided Instagram at that time.
If you have an issue with someone, put them on blast. Put your mom on blast. Also, I would just like to give this girl a piece of advice. What's that Britney Spears song? Too thick or too thin? She says something. It's like, you're never going to be.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're. Piece of me.
Piece of me. Oh, my God. That song.
She's too big, now she's too thin.
Yes. And she's talking about how the paparazzi is always saying that shit about her. Your mom is the paparazzi in this situation.
Yeah, not cool. Not cool at all.
Tell your mom to back the fuck up. Tell her to get her own life. Put her on the scale.
Ooh.
How about that? Let's see what your mom's working with. Your mom is always going to think you're too thin or too big. It's like you got to just try
to. That's her issue. Like her mom's battling something. Like that it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with your mama.
Yeah, which I can relate to just in the sense my mom would never comment poorly on my body. Well, she will say like, you look really skinny. Like I'm worried. Like she'll maybe do that one. But I don't know if it's a culture thing. My family... It's the first fucking thing you say to each other when you walk through the door. You've either lost weight or you've gained weight or you look good or what's happening.
I can't relate to that.
Your family does not function that way.
Not at all.
Okay, because I was having this conversation with some of my friends and they could not relate either. They were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Like when I lost a significant amount of weight after my relationship ended, I was so insecure because I was skin and bone. And I'm still trying to get the weight back on.
Right.
My mom always told me, like, you look amazing. Now, when we have a conversation, she tells me, like, yes, I was worried because you couldn't consume food. Mm-hmm. Like, you always look beautiful, but I knew that you weren't eating. So I can't relate to, like, the dysfunctional comments like that.
Yeah. No, they 100% are. And that's fine. I love them to death. Like, they're great. Peace, love, happiness. But the other day, my cousin sent me a video and my uncle literally pulled the scale out from the bathroom and brought it to the living room. My grandpa weighed himself. My uncle weighed himself. My aunt weighed himself. They all gave each other shit.
Do you think that there are times where it's about how someone handles it, right? Like something that could be completely dysfunctional in one household because of the way it affects someone when they pull the scale out could be completely different. At your house, it seems like if Uncle Ed got on the scale and he was 400 pounds and they can all laugh and fucking high five or whatever, it's like that just becomes funny. Whereas if you told someone else that y'all do that, it could be looked at as like a dysfunction. That's mean or, you know.
Yes. That's a very good point.
Right?
Yes. I would say it's not, there's no like ill intent behind it whatsoever. It's not like malicious. And I wouldn't necessarily say it's completely fine. Like we just laugh it off. I mean, we do laugh it off, but maybe like subconsciously, you know, my younger cousins shouldn't be like being exposed to that. But in the culture, like it's not that weird. Like in Spanish culture, you will call your friends like gorda, which is fat.
Okay.
Like that's like a hello. Like hi gorda. Like hi fatty.
This is so funny that you're talking about this because James talks about something like this reunion.
What does he say?
I can't tell you, damn it.
Oh shit.
Were you then just... I'll get an email from Bravo and wait, I don't want that.
I do. Tell them to direct the email at me. How crazy was the reunion?
When I roll up on a producer and I say I think I went a little too hard, and instead of that producer who usually always tells me you did fucking amazing, that was incredible, they then tell you, yeah, we're gonna try to reel you in a bit.
Ooh.
That's like you definitely maybe went a little too heavy in the paint.
And that was to you directly?
Yeah.
Do you think you went the heaviest out of everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Because you have to remember, even though I didn't like these people, I wasn't close to them, it didn't directly affect me like it did Ariana or Sheena. These are two people who were constantly telling me, you need to be real, you're a mistress, all of these things. So for me, it was like, now I'm coming for you because you literally have been saying that you're going to teach me that 2 + 2 = 4, trying to school me on life when this is the character trait you've possessed and now acted on. Ooh. And still, knowing y'all were doing this, had the fucking audacity to call me a mistress and tell me that I need to be real.
Yeah.
So yes, I was pissed.
And she was fucking projecting or trying to cover up her own shit. I remember that scene. She goes up to you and she's like, bimbo mistress. And you're like, put a sentence together.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Well, because she was like, dying. La, literally, like, and then it's like she, like, powers down. I was like, do we need to plug her in? I know there's an outlet, like, literally right here. Do one of y'all want to, like, plug your friend in? So we can get the thought out.
Reboots. You're like, and then she reboots. Put a sentence together. You did not like the bimbo mistress, but you were laughing hysterically.
You want to know why I was laughing hysterically?
Why?
Because the last time I heard the word bimbo. It was when my mother was telling my dad that his hairdresser was a bimbo, and I was literally 7.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that word ever since.
I haven't heard that one in a fucking while.
Yeah, so that was like, wow, Mistress Bimbo. Like, horrible insult, but also like, wow, what a throwback word.
Throwback word, and also, why the fuck are you talking to me about that in particular? Get away.
Especially
from me.
When we're like literally in the middle of bumfuck valley, okay?
Yeah.
At a pool party.
That pool party did not.
And you have precision eyeliner on and 6-inch heels. Like, step back. I'm literally in a linen jumpsuit.
She had a lot of interesting outfit choices. The hoodie that was cut off right here.
Yeah.
With the corset.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting choice. Pretty girl, but some of the outfit choices I was confused by. Okay, is this me being a mean girl? Because I'm not.
I think that when someone fucks their best friend's man, you can comment on their horrific style.
On one of their outfits. She's just cute in like other scenes.
Well, by the way, you're not making fun of something she can't change. My mom always taught me, it's not mean if they can change it, you know?
Right. It's not mean if they can change it. Last question. Hi, Sophia. I recently started an OnlyFans making dominatrix content. My brother found my account within a week. The problem is he followed my porn account on Twitter and Instagram, subscribed to my account, and bought all of my PPV content with an account under his own name. I have no idea what to even think or do right now. This happened 2 days ago, and we have not talked since. We are adopted and not biologically related, if that makes it any better.
That does make it a lot better.
It does.
That makes it a lot better.
I need advice on what I should do about this.
I want to know how long, like at what age were they adopted? And like, yes, it makes it a lot better that you're not. If you were biologically related, like we got a problem. You got to call a therapist. There's definitely something off here.
But even then. Even then, there's something. I think it's very strange that he is not doing it under an alias. Like if he's really trying to like jack off to her shit, which I'm not saying he's not. Not saying he is, but I'm not saying he's not.
Why else would I would never go and buy like dominatrix porn to just be like, glad I have this.
No, but like I kind of feel like he's doing it to like fuck with her.
Oh.
You don't if he's get
doing
that vibe?
It, if he's doing it to fuck with her, I don't know. When someone starts like paying money, is he rich? How much are porn?
We don't have the ages or the salary, so we can only make assumptions. I don't know. But this girl's asking, like, I need advice.
How do you ever have a normal brother-sister relationship after
he's watching
it? Never. I think you just cut your losses. Like, so hope you enjoy never talking to you again.
Yeah. So you think she should confront him?
She can't even get a hold of him.
What?
She just said it's been 2 days and I haven't spoken to him.
This happened 2 days ago and we have not talked since. Okay, but she could probably get a hold of him.
And what is she
gonna say? I'm sure she probably could through her fucking pay-per-view fucking make a video directed at him.
She's like, hey, Daniel, so stop watching this.
So fucked up. This one's for Daniel as she's taking her clothes off. That's disgusting, but she could get through to him.
What do you say? Give her advice. What would you say?
Why are you such a sick fuck? Like, question mark. That would be it.
I don't think she should go into it with a direct insult.
Why?
Because you want him to respond. Okay. Hey, are you okay? It's a little strange that you have...
Daniel? Hey, Daniel. I don't want this to be weird or anything.
But seeing as you've already seen my pussy, I think we've already crossed that line.
This is coming from a good place. But you have seen me finger myself and you have seen me like spread my pussy open. And I'm wondering why you feel that is appropriate. As my brother.
I love it. Love it. That's perfect. Put it in an email.
Just
put it in an email.
Type that down. Send it.
Send it to Daryl.
Daniel, Daryl, he might out you to your parents. I don't know if you're trying to keep that under wraps. But you know what? Lala and I are no longer under wraps and we are wrapping this up. Okay, Lala, I love you so fucking much. I'm about to pee my pants. I don't know what's happening.
I'll tell you after.
Okay, great.
I'll tell you after.
Where can they find you aside from
Vanderpump Rules? I need to up my podcast game. I do not get these kind of questions. Okay. And I love them. Where can people find me? Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram at Lala Kent.
Podcast is?
Give Them Lala.
Okay, Vanderpump Rules.
On Bravo every Wednesday at 9/8 Central. Mm-hmm. You can also watch on Peacock. You can buy my goods at givethemlala.com. You can buy your baby goods. I don't know that you have many mothers. Do you?
I probably do, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, you can get your baby some goods at givethemlalababy.com.
Yes. And her makeup is incredible. Her lip gloss, by the way. And you guys know where to find me, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, on all social media platforms. Lala, I love you.
I love you, babe.
Sluts, we'll talk to you next week.